Hello? Hi? Are you there? Is anyone home? It's just me. You know, your next door neighbor. Oh, you are home. Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bother you, but I haven't seen you leave the house in a few days, and, well, I just finished my online yoga class, and I noticed there's all these packages outside. Hey, would it be okay if I came in? Well, it's just kind of awkward talking to you from the other side of a door, and I want to make sure you're okay, you know? So, are you going to open the door, or... Oh, it's unlocked? Okay, I'll just let myself in. All right, hope you're decent. Well, thank you for letting me check in on you. I swear I don't mean to intrude or anything, but I just... Oh, sweetie, are you okay? Oh, my stars. What happened to you? You've got almost your entire leg in a cast. How long have you been laid up like this? And why didn't you say something? Wow. Oh, well, listen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to freak out on you or anything. It's just that, well, you know I live right next door. If you had told me something was wrong, I would have come over to help you. You didn't want to bother me? Oh, hon, trust me. You'd never be a bother to me. You're always so helpful, what with you going out of your way to carry my groceries and raking my lawn. Well, I'm sure you don't need me to list off all the chores you've helped me with, seeing as you did them yourself. Well, basically, all I'm saying is that I really want to help you, and I won't take no for an answer, okay? Listen, I mean it. You weren't even able to get up and open the door. I mean, you obviously need my help, and I'm not going to take no for an answer. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is to bring all those boxes in for you, all right? You just go back to relaxing. I'll be done in just a minute, I promise. There we go. That's the last one. Say, you don't mind me asking, what is all this stuff anyway? Those packages have been stacking out there for at least a week now, right? Oh, mostly just video game stuff? That's adorable. No, I mean it, honestly. You know, I've always thought you were really cute. And I certainly never minded watching you go out and grabbing one of your packages with no shirt on in the morning. Oh, I'm sorry, hon. I didn't mean to embarrass you. Trust me, you don't have anything to be worried about. Well, I hope I don't make you feel uncomfortable knowing that I perved on you or something like that. Now, not that I have much to complain about because it's not my leg that's broken, but a lot of that stuff was kind of heavy. Do you mind if I sit next to you on this couch for a little while? Thank you. You are such a gentleman, you know that? Whew. You know, I wouldn't get this exhausted if it wasn't so dang hot out there, you know? This weather's been so crazy lately. And, hey, are you okay, sweetie? Well, you're just looking all bashful all of a sudden. I'm not making you uncomfortable, am I? Wait, what are you staring at? Oh. Oh my goodness, I had completely forgotten I was in my yoga shorts and my sports bra. You can see all this cleavage. I mean, I was just taking this yoga class online by myself, you know. I wasn't dressed for company. Oh, no, don't worry. It's fine. Hey, shh, don't worry about it. No, I don't think you're a degenerate or anything like that. Well, I can hardly blame you. A woman barges into your home all sweaty in tight workout clothing and sits next to you and practically shoves her tatas right in your face. Well, it's only natural for a young guy your age to get excited over that and stare. I don't blame you at all. And remember what I said? I meant it, you know. I think you're a real cutie. You don't need to apologize to me at all, okay? I'm actually quite flattered. So, do you want me to get out of your hair? Maybe come back wearing a bit more clothing or something? No? You want me to stay? Aw, that's so sweet of you. Well, what do you want to do? You want to watch TV? You want me to turn it on, switch it to Netflix or something? You have Netflix, right? Or maybe I could turn on your Nintendo or Twitch or whatever you call it. You know, I don't play video games or anything, so I wouldn't know what anything is called. No, I do not want you getting up anymore. If you don't even have the energy to come open the door, then I want you saving all your strength for necessities, you know, like going to the bathroom and stuff. You leave everything to me, hon. Now, where was I? All right, you want the TV on? Are you sure? You're positive? All right. Say, when I was bending over to pick up one of those boxes on your porch, were you staring at my ass? Come on, be honest with me. I already caught you staring down my sports bra. I promise I won't get mad. Just spill the beans. Come on. I knew it. I knew I felt someone's eyes focused on my rear. You dirty boy. What do you mean, what was that? It was a kiss, silly. Was that too much? Sorry, I don't know what got into me. I guess this heat is just making me act without thinking. And seeing you there with that cast on just makes you look so, I don't know, needy and defenseless. I really want to take care of you, you know? I want to make you feel good. Is that okay with you, sweetie? Do you want Mommy to make you feel good? You want me to kiss you again? For longer this time? You got it, cutie. You know what? You are a really good kisser. Oh, and I love the way your eyelids just fluttered close like that when I started stroking your cheek. And, well, don't think I haven't been doing my share of staring today. I've noticed that bulge between your legs getting bigger. No, no, no. Don't you dare try to hide it. Take off that cover. I'm taking care of you, right? I need to see if everything's okay. And I think the best way for me to see if everything is okay would be for me to pull that underwear down. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah? Yes. I knew you would. Don't worry, baby. Mommy is here. Take good care of you. Now then, how do I get this thing out of here? Do I just, you know, slide down this underwear? Down your legs, over your cast? Okay, then let me just... come on. There. Well, if I thought your chest looked good, my. This is certainly impressive, cutie. No, I really mean it. You have one of the prettiest cocks I've ever seen. And it's already so hard for me, too. Did my ass and my cleavage do all that, honey? Do you want me to touch it? I promise I'll be gentle, sweetie. I'll just give you a nice stroking, okay? Nothing crazy. Good boy. Honey, does that feel good? Ah, your cock feels so warm in my hand. And it keeps throbbing too. It's like an eager little puppy. Oh, and that little whimper you just let out. No, baby, you go ahead. Don't try to hold anything back, okay? Go ahead and make all the noise you want. I'm here for you. Mommy's here, baby. It feels good, doesn't it? You know, I have an idea to make it even better. Let me just give you some more lubrication. There we go. Nice and slick. Oh, you're being such a good boy for me right now. Here, let's put on a little bit more. Yes, just let out all those moans and whines, just like I told you to. Yes, yes, I love hearing them. I love it when cute boys like you make those noises for me. I love making cute boys moan and whimper and beg. Oh, it feels so good in my hand. I know, baby. I know it does. Here, let me give you another kiss. baby, your lips are trembling. You know when your leg gets better, I'm gonna have to ride you, right? Oh, God, I can just imagine the noises you'll make then and the expressions you'll get in your face when you slide into me. Oh. Oh, no. Keep those hips still, honey. Yes, I know it's hard, but remember, I don't want you using too much of your energy, right? That's what I'm here for. Just relax and let the pleasure flow right through you. Don't worry about anything. Just look at me, baby. Or look down at my cleavage instead. Hey, I just got another idea. How would you like it if I pushed your face right into my tits? That sounds nice, right? Having your face buried in my nice, warm, plush tits while I stroke your cock. Here, go ahead, sweetie. Just lean over and... Oh! Poor baby. You just flopped right over, didn't you? Oh, no. It's okay. Oh, mommy's got you. There we go. Take a deep breath and relax. Yes, it feels so good. Isn't it so much better we can just let people help you? It's so much better to just take a break and lie there and let somebody take care of you once in a while, isn't it? And that's all I want to do, is take care of you and make you feel good. Such a good boy. You love my tits, don't you, baby? Yeah. Oh, I can tell. Oh, you're rubbing your face into them so hard. You naughty boy. I bet it's been so long since you've gotten this kind of attention, huh? Or maybe you've never had somebody do this for you before. Poor, deprived baby. It's okay. I'm here for that now. Yes, baby. Yes. Oh, let me hear you whimper. Oh, what a good boy you are. Oh, you stroke your hair, sweetie. Yes, mommy's here. Yes. Oh, hey, you know what? I have one more really, really, really great idea. How would you like to put your mouth on one of my tits while I finish you off? Does that sound nice? Do you want to suck on mommy's tits? Okay, baby, just hold on. Let me just pull down this bra strap. Oh, and the other one too. Ah, oh, so tight. I know. Well, this bra had to hold a lot in, you know. Ah, oh, there we go. All right, go ahead. No biting, though. Mind those teeth. Oh, there we go. Oh, so good. Such a good boy for me. Such a good boy for mommy. I think I'm going to start stroking faster now. But I don't want you to come until I say you can. Got it? Nod your head if you're good with that. Perfect. Good boy. Now, before I let you come, I want you to agree to some things. Just nod your head and I'll know you mean yes, all right? Number one, you are going to let me help you out while you're getting better from this broken leg. Got it? Good boy. Number two, you're going to let me milk you like this every once in a while from now on, even after your leg is healed. And after it's healed, I'm going to start fucking your brains out and pounding you into your mattress every night. Got it? Got it? Very nice. And finally, you are not going to try and hide any more erections from me. Whenever you get horny around me, I'm going to want to deal with that quickly and personally. It's only the right thing for a neighbor to do. Got it? Good. Now, are you ready to be mommy's good boy? Are you ready to be her good, obedient little buck toy? Are you ready for me to take care of you from now on? Ah, oh, good. Such a good fucking boy for me. All right then, here we go. I'm going to count you down, baby. Five. Keep sucking. Four. Three. Two. You need to come on zero, baby. One. Zero. Now, come. Come for mommy. Come on. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Come for me. Yes, yes, yes. Just keep going. Come on. Don't you dare hold any of it back. Go ahead, just get it all over my hand and my wrist and my arm. Don't worry about messing up your shirt, baby. We're just gonna take it off anyway and keep it off. Oh, yes, yes, more. Squeeze it all out. Give mommy all of your cum. Ah, yes. Oh, such a good boy. Ah, oh, yes. Do you feel better now, baby? Do you want mommy to stop stroking? Okay. Shh. Take a deep breath. Deep breath for me. There we go. And you can go ahead and unlatch, baby. That's a good boy. Oh, you did really, really good. Just relax now. Go ahead and rest your head right on my tits. Does that feel good, baby? I knew it would. Well, that's why I did it for you. Here, just crane your neck up a bit. I want to. There we go. Oh, that's a good boy. Now, I want you to lie back on the couch again. Take a nap if you need to. I'm just going to go and get cleaned up. And then I'm going to get us both some water. Is that good? Where do you keep your cups, baby? Just above the faucet? All right. And do you drink your water straight from the tap? Oh, you keep a bottle in the fridge? Oh, that's good. That'll be nice for us to share some ice-cold water. Oh, and one more thing. You might have gotten your cum a little on my sports bra. Well, more than a little bit. Would it be okay if I borrowed a shirt or something of yours for when I walk over to my house and change into my regular clothes? What's that, honey? Oh, yes, baby, of course I'll be back. Oh, you're so sweet, you know that? Trust me, honey. You are not getting rid of me anytime soon.